our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Ted.
Hey, that's me. I'm Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hi.
And we have Mike.
No, I'm Ted today.
No, I'm Ted.
Taking that name. You can no longer have it.
All right.
Aw.
I'll be a Michael Hat.
Okay.
We have Michael Hat and Theodore. And for Theodore the Third, Joe.
Yeah, we'll roll with it. I'll be Teddy 3.
Wait, is that Ted E3 or
yeah,
Teddy
Ted
E3?
E3.
It's Ted at E3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Color me jealous.
Well, let's go with Theodore the Fourth.
Hello.
Jordan.
Yeah, I can't come up with anything better than Teddy 3.
As Fjodor of the North.
Yeah.
You can always go with Theodore of the North.
Fjodor. Yeah,
there you
Thordor.
Go.
Fjodor.
Thordor.
Fjodor. With an F. Fjodor.
Yep. Yeah.
True Viking.
Yas.
Who else?
Yeah. And then
I was trying really hard not to like interrupt you and like start into the talking until you introduced yourself and you just sitting there.
Bill, I had it once and then I missed a week and then I'm out of the habit again.
Yeah, it's not important. We don't need to
Ted
introduce
five. Yeah. Ted 5.
Teddy 5.
Lib.
That doesn't work.
The Bill.
I'm going to stick with Wilhelm.
Wilhelm, yeah. Wilhelm Schmidt.
Yes.
That's not Johnny 5, it's Teddy 5.
Yeah. Teddy 5.
Teddy 5.
Teddy 5 is alive.
Yeah.
That's a completely different movie.
Yeah, if you say Teddy 5 fast enough. Yeah.
But I like where it's going.
Yeah.
That's it. We're just moving on.
I know.
And that one's done.
We'll still go straight to the news.
I want
to
think right. about that more in just a minute.
Nope. So Netflix is now trying to compete with Amazon and everybody else by letting you download your movies and TV shows to your devices so you can take them on the go when you don't have the interwebs with you.
I heard it was just on mobile devices, so you could like do it on at home. You could download them at home, and then when you didn't want to use your data, you could like watch it on your phone or your tablet when you're out and about.
Do you watch it through the Netflix app or something?
Yeah. But,
okay.
But the way I understood it, you couldn't download it onto your PC.
That makes me
and watch it later. So. Yeah.
That would kind of suck.
Why?
Well, I mean,
my laptop has a bigger screen.
Exactly.
Well, it's intended for areas where you don't have any connection, like airplanes. And
but that makes sense. So a laptop,
you
take your laptop to the
bigger.
Yeah.
And that is my PC. I don't have like a designated PC and then my laptop.
Mm-hmm. I think that's starting to happen more and more too.
It is a little bit. I know that's especially like in the gamer community. That's a big thing. They have like their gamer PC.
Yeah.
And then they have like their laptop or whatever they take with them. It's usually a netbook or something like that, but.
Yeah,
well, there's tablets.
Like
you always, you know,
yeah, I was just going to ask, you can get the big screen tablets.
You can't get a 17-inch tablet or a 19-inch tablet.
Eventually.
Well, you know those laptops, they have the keyboards that swing around behind and go into tablet mode, so it's the same thing.
Wow, that's not the same
okay,
thing.
Okay, so just install Google's App Store onto your computer and you'll be totally fine.
You have to use Windows App Store probably.
Or that actually
probably has Netflix on
now
it.
Now think about it. You might be able to get away with that. We're using the Windows 10 app store.
Yeah, I wonder if it can tell the difference.
I'm sure it can.
Well, because you're using the app and not the browser.
Well, yeah, if you use the... no, I don't know, because Windows 10, they have an actual app, like their app department that isn't part of the home screen. Because I've gone into a few apps and it like kicks me out of the home screen and stuff.
Yeah.
And it really kind of bugs me when it does that.
They're so irritating. I tried to, like, I was having trouble with my browser once, and I grabbed the Pandora app, and I figured I could just get the app and then, like, slide it off the screen and, like, do my browsing and stuff, and it shut off as soon as I got it off the screen. I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing.
Actually,
it should allow multitasking.
Before
that's the problem.
10.
Yeah.
I think 10.1 like, or whatever it was, not Windows 10, but the newest one.
Anniversary edition?
Yeah. I tried Skype, and that was the whole reason that I absolutely hated Skype was because I use Google for it now. I refuse to even look at Skype or anything that Skype has to do with anything. And yeah, it because every time, even if you had it on your desktop, it would open the app and kick you out of the desktop, so you couldn't do anything else while you were on Skype.
Why would you need to?
I do a lot of things. Well, like,
you
even
should be
video
talking
chatting
to the person you're talking
exactly
to.
I talk to them, but
they
I don't
care
need
about
to see
dedicated
them
communication.
Yeah. I don't need to see them.
You can't really multitask. You think you can, but you can't. Yeah. People can't multitask.
We live in the future. You have to see them. Haven't you seen Back to the Future? It's
exactly
2015.
Yeah.
I can I
that
see
goes
them
2016. Like, everything happened a year late. The Cubs won the World Series. We have self-lacing Nike shoes.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
yes, they really came out with them.
Isn't there flying cars too?
And actually, they
someone's
came out with them.
Yeah,
on
helicopters.
Time.
Yeah,
they came out with them on time. They just weren't mass produced until a year later.
I think the shoelaces were. They realized they're a year behind Back to the Future, and they're like, "Oh, we got to get on that."
Can you can you explain where to get my Mr. Fusion?
Your Mr. Fusion?
Yeah,
because he got his Mr. Fusion. He just threw garbage into the darn thing.
And then it rehydrated your pizza, your little pizza square.
Oh, yeah, and then you get your...
No, that,
that
was the
rehydrator. That was
Mr. Fusion was on his car.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't,
that was so proprietary.
You don't use gasoline or...
Can't buy it. You have to build
hybrid.
It.
No,
it
it's,
had...
It's not in the U.S. Not yet.
We're getting there, though. We're getting there with Fusion.
No, he bought it.
It had a... It had, like, Mark... It had a logo on it.
Yeah.
He
was
made
right.
It.
No, he's right. It was a company thing. That's what cars did at that time.
There was a logo on it. Yeah, there was like the Mr. Fusion logo. It was a little thing.
He altered his car so it could accept garbage.
Yeah.
But that was still a product of 2015 in the movie.
I have to go back and watch the movie again.
I know. I haven't seen those in forever.
Yeah.
Dang it. Back to the Future marathon now.
I haven't seen it since last year.
I have good news about Back to the Future. Wow. Robert Zemeckis said that while he lives, there will not be a remake or a reboot of Back to the Future.
So we need to kill him?
Didn't they?
No.
No.
Then we could reboot it with all women.
They didn't reboot. They digitally remastered
They're
it.
They're going to get their Ocean's 11 now.
Well, actually, 21 Jump Street, they're rebooting that all
for the third time?
Yep.
Nah.
Well, I guess they put the movie out, which wasn't really a reboot.
Yeah, there's
a series,
and then there's the movie, and now shortly after, there's another movie.
I know.
Whatever.
By Disney was saying their Star Wars movies, they're like, get used to it, everyone. Female leads.
Well, that works. Then I'm okay with the leads.
That's
whatever,
what I thought. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't fuck me.
Yeah, can she act? Because certain Anakin Skywalkers.
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Actually, technically, all the Skywalkers are not very grand actors.
Yeah.
Let's see, Anakin's, the Luke's,
James Earl
the Kylo Ren's.
Exactly.
He's an Anakin Skywalker, and he was an awesome Anakin Skywalker.
He is the one exception.
That's true.
Actually, compared his Darth Vader to Anakin in the series, he's kind of a wussy. Not the movies, the television show series.
Are you saying that Anakin makes him a wussy? Like, you see how he was, because he's this kind of middleman in the Empire, where he's like, he's not fully in command, but he occasionally chokes people to death.
He's an enforcer.
When he feels like
he's
it.
But I wouldn't feel he would be like this, like,
he's a cleaner.
Suddenly going to choke you.
I'm like
Anakin would be like, I'm throwing you against the wall. Like, almost Kylo Ren rage.
His temper tantrums.
Yeah.
Well, he got over it.
But he grew up, maybe?
Yeah,
okay.
He's grew up a little more mature.
All right.
I mean, you can still choke it. You know, MF-er, but...
Yeah.
You don't
okay,
do
so
often.
Anakin grew up and, you know...
Yeah, but that would be good.
And he respected Tarkin.
I don't know.
The creator of the Death Star.
Hey, did you know that the new Han Solo movie is going to feature a lead female as Han Solo?
Wow.
I would actually
they should just
that.
Take it to that level where they're like, guess what? Still in the universe.
Well, that's interesting because they're doing that with The Godfather. So Michael Corleone, Michelle Corleone.
Does that mean that, like, are they going to make Leia a man, or is it going to be like a lesbian?
No, they're going to be
lesbian.
Yeah.
It's in Latin.
Yeah, super. Yeah.
Full on.
You got to just go all
I'm
out.
I'm for it. I'm totally for it.
Yeah.
Just because of lesbians?
Yeah.
Hey, it's proper.
Yeah.
I feel
it's
like it's more Disney going... Wonder Woman movie is coming out before we can make our woman lead movie. We should just like overload it now.
Push them all out there.
I'm excited for Wonder Woman.
Yes.
But they're doing it smart, though, because it doesn't seem like as obvious as what they're going for. Because I watched it, and I was just like, so what? Like, yeah. It's subtle.
When's Wonder Woman?
Next year.
Yeah.
Isn't Rogue One this year?
Yes. Yep.
So why just say it's first? I mean,
no, it's because they'd already, like, the Wonder Woman movie was very official, and they, even though they're putting all the female leads, Marvel doesn't have a female lead movie.
Yeah, for their superheroes and stuff. So they're losing the comic book race.
Their first one is going to be Captain Marvel.
Yeah, they're winning on their Star Wars. Because Black Widow, that's why they kept saying, like, give her own movie, and they didn't do it, and they missed their window.
Honestly, with a lot of her background, they've explained a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what they would have offered, but...
I just say, let the market decide.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. The audience will determine whether they want who to lead what.
The market decided that we should have episode 1, 2, and 3.
They also decided that those were shameful... No. Tragedies.
But I don't think so.
Disney said distance themselves from that. They were like, we're taking a different approach.
The female lead, like in Ghostbusters, the remake of Ghostbusters, it was so much funnier than the original.
Yeah, I disagree.
No way.
It really was. Like the leads themselves were funnier. I think the movie in general, the first movie in general, was a little smarter. A little more cerebral.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So the humor was a little it's a different edge to the humor. But I think that the new Ghostbusters was a lot funnier.
You guys,
like, they had a lot of funnier moments.
I'm gonna drop a bomb on you guys. Are you ready for this?
I already did.
Ghostbusters, my least favorite movie of the year.
No way, Jordan.
Yep.
Okay, even more than the one.
Oh yeah,
just
that's
watched.
Right. I take that back. Bone Tomahawk. But that came out in 2015.
Wait. What about that one with the blind guy in the house?
No, I love that movie.
That was an okay movie. I enjoyed it.
We were bagging on it like crazy.
Wait,
we were making
that?
Fun Grand of it, Prix. But it was enjoyably bad. I thought that Ghostbusters wasn't enjoyably bad. It was just bad for me. And so yeah, that's my second worst movie that I've seen this year.
You just didn't like it because they made the guy and they're stupid.
Oh, Michael Hatt? No, he was my favorite part of the movie.
Michael Hatt was his dog.
What?
His name wasn't Michael Hatt. It was his dog. His dog's name is Mike Hatt.
I kept falling asleep during the movie. I wasn't paying attention to
it. Well, no wonder you didn't like it.
So, Jordan.
What?
You were saying that the market ended up going that the Phantom Menace, the very, you know, episode one, was like, no, we hated that. So it topped off as the second, at one point, at the second largest money-making box office of all time.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the market liked it.
No. The reaction...
After they already spent their money on it.
Yeah.
Money
also,
talks. It doesn't matter what you say.
The second movie was successful. The third movie is successful. But you have to pay attention to Disney's response to all this and that they didn't want George Lucas anywhere near it. Like, they bought his entire treatment and everything. Yeah. And they said,
okay,
George Lucas, stay away from this.
Let me throw out something else to dispute your let the market decide crap.
Okay.
Kubo.
It was an excellent movie. It was a failure. That's true.
Yeah.
The market's deciding.
Market's
shouldn't have
a jerk. I hate the market.
Because everyone goes, we want something new. No, you don't. You won't go watch it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree that. But as long as they continue making movies like that, they don't have to be the huge blockbusters. But, you know, actually, yeah, you guys have made a good point. Screw the market.
Yeah.
I take it back. You guys have successfully undone my. Initial assertion. Yeah.
All right,
is Fast and the Furious the best movie you've ever seen?
Yeah, you guys. I get it. Point taken.
Like,
I conceded. I conceded. Yeah, screw the market.
Yeah, the market.
The dude died and they're still making more.
Yeah.
I know. They won't let it go.
I think they're supposed to make at least up to 10.
They're trying to get the twin involved again.
They're like, he let him drive off into the distance. Let him raise his family.
Yeah, I don't know what insanity passed over me that I'd utter the words, let the market decide, because, yeah, I generally have been opposed.
Okay, how about this? You can let the market decide with analytics. You can look through all the stuff, see how everyone reacts, and then you have Amazon come along and go, hey, things are. We need boxes shipped within one day. More boxes people want their stuff in one day. Why don't we build 100 brick-and-mortar stores within those areas, and you can have... You can go to your local Amazon store.
Good segue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for them to, like, start dropping off stuff via drones because it's coming.
Well, if it's in your area, then they actually can.
I think it's the worst idea ever to happen.
Why?
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster ended up going from brick and mortar and tried to catch up to Redbox late, so that's why they lost.
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble, when Amazon was doing their was making books and delivering them, Barnes & Noble, like the music industry and the movie industry, rejected it and never even stepped into the internet industry.
Yeah,
and of course they failed.
They did step into the internet.
Yeah. Okay, they
created their own their
well,
own.
Well, after Amazon did.
Oh, yeah, the Nook and stuff.
Oh, wait, actually,
the
Barnes & Noble still exists.
Yeah. They still exist, barely.
Okay, they're behind the curve. I'll admit that. But
they're
still trying.
Surviving because they had so much backup that they're like, we're just going to power through and we're going to make it work.
Well, no, they're throwing money in the right spots now.
Yeah.
But
their brick and mortar stores almost killed them.
But Amazon is building these brick and mortar stores because these 100 places are very popular for people ordering one day delivery. So what do you do? These aren't just brick and mortar stores, but that people can go to and buy their stuff, but they're also storage places.
And the prices are the same even if you go in too.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Because part of the appeal of Amazon is their review system, so you can review it, which you can do in the store.
You'll be able to do it because the store's actually gonna be one of the more advanced ones. So you walk in, you're actually going to be able to get notifications on your Amazon app on your phone. They're actually going to know who you are.
Oh, it's not going to be the spy store.
Oh,
I'm
it's
not,
totally a
I'm bus. Not going.
We talked about this on a podcast about a year ago.
Why
they know
it
who
be?
You are. They know what you want. They know what you're looking at. So they're actually going to be able to provide in these stores better products than anybody else because they know what people that come to their store actually want. And they will know that, and maybe when you look at something, you're like, oh, I don't know, this is $20. Sit back on the shelf, or you pause and you kind of look at it and think about it, and you start walking away. Hey, you suddenly get a notification on your phone, save 15%.
I know, that's creepy, Bill.
I have no problem with that. That's the exact same thing going on.
I'll preface it with, I'm aware that they already have all this information, if that's the counter argument, but at the same time, I can't just like, be like, fine, like just because I feel like it's crossing a line.
You mean them doing it on your mobile,
just,
on your
well,
browser?
Well, me just being like an active participant where I'm just like walking into the,
It's going to make it better shopping experience.
That's the other part is part of their appeal is that they show you the competitors' prices also.
Yeah.
So you have, you can buy it from the competitor through Amazon.
So, Bill, when I'm walking by browsing and I happen by some sleazy manga and I just kind of have a cursory glance at it.
I know. I don't
want just,
Amazon store.
So they already know you like that.
Well, that's the point, right? Like, he's going to be out, like, taking his, he finally finds a lady friend and he's taking her to the Amazon store, right?
And then they're like, welcome back, Jordan.
Like, he goes past the sleazy manga part and he's like trying to avert his eyes and his phone's like,
she's like, why would,
look at this, you're at the right spot, stop, turn around.
Yeah. It's like, Jordan, we got the whole box set for you.
And
thought
boom,
that's why
relationship
it.
Doomed.
Yeah.
Because of Amazon and their spies.
Like Black Mirror.
Yeah, exactly like Black Mirror.
Your relationship is doomed anyway.
Or, first you have to get in a relationship. Or it's going to go, hey, we understand you have had a life change, and basing on who you're with and who you are, we realize we can't do this anymore, and you're probably not doing it as much as you used to.
But how are you going to know who you're with?
You walked in the store with this person.
It'll be the spying on everyone.
So if I and some stranger walk in the store together,
you're
automatically
No. If you're hanging out together throughout the store, they'll be able to look at your social media and go, okay, these people are friends, or these people are couples, or these people have no relations.
They
just
have social
happen
media.
To.
What if they're cheating with each
anything other? Than looking
you
what
have
posts.
A social media account,
Bill.
Whether you use it or not. They know it.
But it's not updated is what I'm saying. Like, so it has no pertinent information on it. It doesn't even have my real name on it.
People you know have it, and they're linked to your account.
Bill, they just need to be honest and have all those, like, mannequins with the eyes that follow you. Just so they're like, and just have a giant, like, the Big Brother propaganda poster up on the wall. They're like, welcome to Amazon. It's just the eyes that follow you.
Yeah, everywhere. Bill.
You know what would be even better than the app, like, popping up and showing you coupons and stuff? Would be like a virtual presence machine following you around the store as a salesperson.
Why not? Like, well, technology's there.
You remember when you bought this manga and you needed
I'd be like, I got that for my cousin.
There's a new one out. Well, you should check it,
just,
it out.
Like, yeah, it just goes to the shelf, grabs what it thinks you want, and like brings it up. Like, hey, check this out.
Too many awkward situations. Say I become a bigamist. I marry one woman because I fall in love, but then I'm like, my heart's too big for just one woman, and I fall in love with another woman.
You have to live in southern Utah. That's only where it's allowed.
Yeah, but Amazon might blow my cover because I'm a reader, and so I'd invite both wives on separate occasions to Amazon. And
if you're married to more than one person and they don't know it, you've got bigger problems than taking them to Amazon.
I don't always plan things out very well.
Apparently.
We all know that cardomyopathy is nothing to joke about.
Cardomyopathy?
I don't know. How do you say that?
He totally looked it up. Yeah. It's a made-up word.
Cardomyopathy? Say it in the microphone.
Cardiomegaly. I don't know. Sure. Yeah. I've never seen that. Cardio is in heart?
Yeah.
Megaly. I don't
you
know.
You have a big heart. I don't know.
It's enlarged heart.
Enlarged heart.
Yeah. I tried.
Actually, that sounds like a medical issue.
That's what I'm saying.
It's actually cardiomyopathy, now that you tell me what it is. That's the word that you're looking for.
Cardiomyopathy would be the constricting of the heart.
The enlargement of the heart. The heart gets too big and it can't pump.
Myopathy means constriction, though.
Yeah, because your heart gets too big. It can't
pump. Oh, okay. I gotcha.
It's an enlargement of the heart muscle. But so the other thing that
you're saying, the Grinch actually is having heart problems.
He actually, if you watch Big Bang Theory, Sheldon touches on it. He talks about how the Grinch has cardiomyopathy and it's a horrible thing.
It's
and
so
the
sad.
Grinch should be felt bad for this heart condition that he has. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
You know, I learned sphygmometer from that show. I was very happy with that. It's like
sphygmomanometer.
Sphygmometer.
Yeah.
It's the blood pressure thing.
Yeah, it's the blood pressure cuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
What's up?
I told myself I was going to try and be better about understanding other people's sides. So why do you like to be spied on by Amazon?
Because everyone... Okay. One, because I don't... Okay, my information's out there.
Yeah.
I like it when Netflix actually recommends me proper shows instead of...
They don't
of,
recommend me good shows.
I know. They recommend me shows and they're like...
Do you share your Netflix password and that's why?
No, we have separate accounts. Even when I always had my own, it always recommends me.
My favorite... I don't like Adam Sandler films.
Does anyone?
Apparently Netflix thinks
I
people do.
I do.
Like Adam Sandler films.
Latter Day Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
I watched The Ridiculous Six. I loved it.
Yeah, I actually just watched that one like a week ago.
I was wondering where you people were. Like, I had no idea. You
know, when like Netflix comes along, is like, here's Ridiculous Six because you graded it 1 star. No, I want you to do it right. And no. So when Amazon is going to do it right, when Amazon does it right, and you know you don't share your stuff or you don't go for some of these weird stuff, which kind of sucks sometimes. It gives you very good, proper items.
So here's one way that I see it working very well and rather interestingly is it's just a shipping warehouse with a giant vending machine on the side.
Ooh.
And you're like, I want skis. And then like 2 minutes later, skis pop out of the bottom and it just charges your credit card or something.
Why not?
Like, yeah. Because that would make sense, because then it's just a shipping warehouse.
But, okay.
You're not walking around this 4,000 square foot.
It's not a giant, it's not going to be a giant box store, but I do enjoy, like, I still enjoy walking through the store. Like, when we had a Hollywood Video, it took a little bit to walk into Netflix because I enjoyed walking around the edge of the store, seeing the new movies, and be like, oh, I didn't even know that came out, or I'd never seen
that
before.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I go to KB Quick Store and still look at the movies.
Yeah, no, it's hard to find unless it's like already at the top of your mind to search for it.
You still haven't addressed.
Okay.
You haven't addressed why exactly while you're doing that you like them to watch you.
Because they're going to give me better stuff.
Netflix.
I did explain it.
Netflix. Amazing suggestions. Almost always, if it's 5 stars from Netflix. And I have not watched a single one of those that I've not liked.
I have actually rated something 1 star.
Cardiomegaly.
Oh, I was wrong. Thank you.
I have rated something a 1 star on Netflix, and it literally has gone we recommend this for you. And it doesn't even give me a reason why. And I'm looking like, I literally told you to never show me this.
Do you and your lady friend both rate things on there? Because I think that'll screw it up.
I rate it, but I also do rate stuff that she likes, but we still have yes, there's a few minor things that we have our differences on.
We set up different accounts. So,
but okay, yeah. Here's the other thing, though, is it also, Netflix is bad on this. If you say you like one anime once ever, it's going to recommend you. It thinks anime is the style, even though anime is, there's action. No, it's like
that
regular movies.
True.
Yeah.
It's not just anime.
Because they're always like, did you watch Cowboy Bebop? You'd love Teeny Beanie Lollipop Fighters. Five stars. And I go, no, Netflix.
I do.
So you might, but not everyone who does, because there's action anime.
So then you mark that down, and then it figures it out.
It never figures it out.
It lumps it together incorrectly.
I'm just saying.
Pandora has the same problem.
From my highly unscientific proof, my personal experience, which is the best experience when it comes from me, always good.
That's why I like Amazon, and that's why I like Google. They both realize what I like. They listen to me all the time. Our smartphones are literally listening to us and always, depicting what you want. That's why you're advertising. The fact that you have your phone in existence around you, it's listening to you. We're already being microanalyzed. You know, if you have all your stuff set through, actually, if somebody's about to be pregnant, people have gotten ads before they even realize they're pregnant.
That's usually
just from their shopping and browsing habits too.
Yeah, but we start doing things that we don't realize that suddenly that's been microanalyzed, and it's like, oh, here, just in case, or UPS actually has a thing.
I'm confused.
So, really quick, I've actually heard a really funny story, on that.
Yes.
So. There's a family that shares a computer, and the dad is getting all these coupons popping up for kids stuff, like baby stuff.
Yeah.
And he keeps going, why am I getting all these ads for baby stuff? My kids are old. I don't want any more babies. Why do I keep getting it? Turns out his daughter's pregnant.
Yeah.
And he found out because of the ads.
Yeah. See, stuff like that happens.
I'm still waiting for the moment where, we develop technology to wirelessly decode what's going on in our minds.
See, that's what I would like. So, I would like to know more, and that's why I look at a lot of this information.
They do have wireless.
Well, no, I mean the electrical impulses, it's translated and decoded into meaningful information.
Yeah, they have that.
They can't read your mind.
Well, it's sort of translated into meaningful information. You have to train it.
They've started.
Because every single person's mind is a little bit different.
You can mechanically do that. Like, you can have the arm that just reads the electrical impulses from your brain. But, I mean, a sophisticated...
Typically, they go off the muscles. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, they actually have, and it's wireless, they have this, I can't remember the name of it, it's like a halo thing or something.
A skull cap.
There are wires.
I don't know. They have wireless ones. It goes to a unit that hangs out in the back, and that's wireless.
Hangs by what, wires?
No, by a frame.
I think he's talking about it's not wired into your brain.
Is wired. No, I'm saying that the unit itself, you wear like a halo thing, and that unit is wireless to everything else.
Welcome to the future.
I know, right? It's amazing.
It's going to happen, though. They'll be able to...
Yeah, they'll be able to do it eventually.
I don't mind it because people are already microanalyzing us and everything. I would like to know the type of person I am because that'd be interesting. And that's why I look at with Amazon and Netflix. It kind of feels like it's kind of feedback.
It's not
going
to be a benevolent intrusion.
Yeah.
It's going to be exploitative.
We're already being...
We should have access to the information. I think you should be able to pull up your Google report.
You can. Google actually shares that stuff. You can actually go, because of the stuff, they go, these are the ads we recommend towards you. And you can even go, I really did not like that. And you can remove stuff.
No, I didn't mean like that. I mean like the report, the file that Google has on you, however many thousands of pages it is, you should have access to all that information.
I'm sure if you dug around enough, you could probably find it.
Why?
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 Because I want to know.
Why? You're getting a free service from them.
I'm saying I want to know the information that they have on me.
Yeah, but why would they give it to you?
Because it's my information.
But they're giving you
the same reason I get my free credit report every year.
It's their information about you. It's
private
your information. It's their information. They own it. They sell it.
Okay, same thing with a credit report.
No, yeah. But the credit report has an impact on you directly.
So does this.
Not in the same way, no.
It does.
But here's the other stuff is Google is providing you with many, many, many free services. Them not giving you your stuff is them making, they're going to sell it off to make money on it.
Well, I'm not saying that they should give it to everybody. I should have access to mine.
So would you be willing to pay them $10,000 to get your information?
Hell no.
Then why?
It's my information.
No, it's not, because you're using their free service. You need to pay for it somehow.
If someone takes a picture of you, is again, that your picture or their picture?
I'm not saying that you should have information you should have access to my information for free.
They're not supposed to.
Saying I should have access to my information for free.
No, you should not. No, none of us
should. In public?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, if I take a picture of you in public, is it your picture or is it my picture? It
depends on whether you're selling it or distributing it.
Yeah, it depends on what the picture's used for. If you're taking a selfie and I happen to be in the background, it's absolutely your picture.
Yeah, but
if you come up and take a picture of me and I'm not some celebrity or anything, and you turn around and try and sell that picture, that's my picture and I can sue you for my life.
Unless you're at a public function that is expected to have pictures taken. Stuff like conventions, that'll happen a lot. It is frowned upon, yes.
Yeah.
But stuff like that still is, you know, I can sell your picture.
But I'm saying if I'm walking around, like I'm walking down the street and he comes up and takes a picture of me and I'm not some celebrity, but he's going to sell that picture as a stock photo for whatever. It's my likeness, and I own that picture.
But I'm a private investigator, and I'm taking pictures of you because someone wants me to spy on you. And I'm selling those pictures to the person who I'm pre-eyeing for. Can you sue me?
Yes.
Yeah?
I don't sure know. Can. Yeah, I'm kind of wondering.
Can you win a lawsuit?
Yeah, yeah, yes. That's the key. Yeah.
You can sue for anything, whether you win. That's the judge and jury.
This conversation makes me think that legally, I have no idea. Like, I know there's some legal, because people have successfully sued because their likeness was sold without their permission.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's, but there is a PI thing. So yeah, I have no idea on this.
Okay.
I'm refraining.
It does have to be sold to the public, technically. So, but yeah, I could sue you for trespassing. There's other laws that protect me in that case.
So with back on Google. Okay. So you're getting a free service from Google.
Okay.
Why do you believe you should get what they have on you?
It's information about me that they are giving out, that they are selling to the public.
There should be regulation
to businesses.
Yeah, to be.
That's the public.
Our businesses aren't people.
Yeah,
but actually, they are.
Bill,
to the law, businesses are people.
Yeah, even though they provide a service, services shouldn't be unregulated, and so there should be regulation insofar as
I should be able to know what they are saying about me.
There is a lot
of
information that Google does share out there, but on the other side. At which point should you pay because you're using a free service?
If it's information about me that they're selling, I should have access to it.
But would you be willing to pay for your information?
No.
Then why are you using their free service?
That's how you're paying for the service.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm paying for the service because they can sell my information to somebody else.
But that also includes you.
That's your
payment. I'm saying that my information, like I said, I don't need access to your information.
Yeah.
I should have to pay for that. Yes. My own information about me, I should have free access
to. So how much of this information do you want?
All of it.
Okay. If you dig through Google stuff, that's the other thing also. Google, unlike a lot of the others, shares a lot of that information anyways.
Okay.
Yes, you have to look for it, but not really that
hard. I want the same file that if I paid $10,000 to Google for, I want that file.
Yeah, and that seems reasonable to be able to have access because they'd still be able to sell this
access.
Information.
Yeah,
they can still sell the information. I'm not going to take it and go, hey, Amazon, you want to buy my information?
Actually, you're allowed to.
Sort of.
It's you.
In the same retrospect, yeah, I could I could do my free credit score and I could take that to a dealership and go, I want to buy a car. They're still going to run the score
to
make sure that I'm not lying.
They still need a better system, though, Bill, because even if you have your own accounts, you're buying presents and stuff for other people. And so I think Netflix doesn't know me. No, Amazon doesn't know me.
But
nothing. Facebook doesn't know me.
That's why you want more information out there.
It's like
so they get to know you better.
No, but I don't care. I don't want them to because I know me better.
Even at that, you know, there's families that have one computer.
I don't need a machine to tell me I know my personality better.
I kind
of
there's
families that have one computer and all of them use the same Google.
Yeah,
account.
And so it's not even
so
accurate.
You've got like 12 people that are all using the same one.
Yeah. Bill, it is kind of like what I told you about the Chinese credit report where they're determining, they're doing a nationwide
people score.
Yeah. And so it's not just your credit rating, like how good you are with your debt and everything like that. It's also social interactions and everything.
And you have patriotism. Yeah. Your patriotism.
Exactly.
And who you hang out with.
And that affects your eligibility for like houses, loans.
I don't think it has started yet. I don't think it has started
affecting No, it hasn't.
Yet,
that,
but that is
in,
the plan in the future.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah,
the other thing I think is that we should know who they're selling it to. They should have to release that information as well. Not they don't have to say how much they paid for it. They don't have to say any other information.
Yeah, I think you might be stepping a little more because they sold it that to. Would be the same thing. If you buy a house, your information is sold. That's why you get so much junk mail. That information, you buy a house, that information is put into a registry, and that is sold off to everybody else.
Ideally, absolutely. I agree
actually,
with...
It might be too much information. You're jumbled in with too many people. It might not... It might not be realistic to say that. Plus, also, your name, especially that large group, might be scraped a little bit.
What do you mean?
Like, some of the information is scraped off.
So they don't say that it's... I can't remember.
Your social, right, your birthday.
That's fine. They don't, and like I said, they don't have to tell me what they sent them. They just have, I should know who they're sending it to.
And I
so
don't
if
see
they're
how,
sending it to like some third world country, I need to know that.
Yeah. I don't see how anyone as a consumer would object to that proposal because it's only to your benefit being aware of the information about you that's being exchanged. So that seems as a consumer desirable to know that.
Yeah.
And so,
But what, and I'm not saying it's not desirable. I'm saying it's not a, not your right. It's not your data.
And
it's data
really
about you, but it's not your
who
data.
Who determines rights? It's just a legal agreement.
Well,
exactly.
Yeah. Society determines the rights, and so
we don't.
No, I mean we do.
We do to some extent, but
it's not proportional.
Unless there is like an absolute mass, like following towards one thing,
or somebody with lots of money to go to court.
Disagree.
Yeah,
we disagree on our rights, but in the same sense, we also agree with them. So that's why we only have, you know, just a small
make
set.
Our rights.
No, we have a small set of rights. And when those rights are denied to us, we tend to get unruly.
Well, society determines the powerful,
that's
and the powerful determines the right.
Yeah.
Oh, and also I should explain this too. Okay, I keep on talking about Google. Yes, I have a Google phone. It's probably Apple and Microsoft with their devices are just as bad.
Oh, I know.
Don't even think that
they're
one
open.
Better. Yeah. Well, don't
the
think.
The only thing is,
Google
the people that use Microsoft stuff, like other than Windows, like the phones and stuff, they have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Well,
Google says, totally "Do you know evil?" Microsoft's like, "Yeah. What do you expect?"
Well,
no.
Google
even,
says, "Don't be evil." But then they're
don't
like,
be evil.
"Wink, wink, nod, nod."
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
China, what do you want to filter? We'll do it for you. Yeah.
But Google is even a little more open about than Apple because Apple keeps every once in a while somebody looks into it and is like, oh my gosh, did you read the contract finally?
Yeah,
it was
400 page contract.
I know
because Google every once in a while somebody comes like, oh, Google's tracking all your locations. I'm like, yeah, I actually look at that on a regular basis.
That's
like,
how I found my phone the other day.
Actually, I ended up leaving work and forgot to clock out one day, and I was like, well, my phone says I left at this time, so I technically have a record. So could you kind of fix my clock out schedule?
Do you guys know who doesn't get constantly tracked?
You still do.
Not with my phone off.
Yes. Oh, with your phone off? Yes, you do. Do you have a battery in it?
Not always.
So you pull the battery out of your phone.
Can I say I'm paranoid?
So the information, unless you actually pull the battery out, the information isn't stored in a place that you can find it. But
not
I'm sure the government has it.
Not just that, but unless the battery's pulled out, the NSA of all the people can still listen to you all they feel like.
Yeah.
So that's already been proven.
Hmm.
That's why you have to pull the battery
out
if you're really paranoid.
That's what really sucks about the new phones is you can't take batteries out.
I know.
The only reason I don't like that you can't take batteries out is if I get it wet by accident, I want to rip that battery out as fast as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Well, that, I don't
you
want to buy a new
just
phone to
concrete.
Change the battery. I don't want to have to buy a new phone to change the battery or, like, become a computer or a hardware expert to change the battery.
Weren't you just saying that you, like, replace my, like, take my support?
I do, but the average user...
You just said you don't want to be. You sounds like you already are.
Just because I've done it doesn't mean that I want to.
I'm being very contrary tonight. I don't know why.
Well, how about this?
I have another way to be contrary, specifically to my friend over here, Jordan.
Me?
Yeah, you. So I gave it a chance. I watched the first season.
Black Mirror.
And the whole second season. And I still say it sucks.
Even the Christmas special?
Wait, are they on the third season right now?
Yes.
Okay. The second season, like the end, the first couple, those really tripped. Like, it was something that I had thought about before and then I just kind of like put out of my mind. But
like
it,
which ones? Like the one where he reviewed his life?
The flashback of your memories?
Oh, yeah.
The memory flashback one? That one was... It was weird. It wasn't quite as
I feel
creepy.
Like that the would clone. People would literally eat up their entire lives by reviewing like
every second.
Yeah,
yeah.
You would get super
obsessive. I absolutely would. Mm-hmm.
Average people too. Even people that are like,
here's what I'm saying. Okay, that episode had a lot of potential, right? Mm-hmm. You go back, you rewind, you see what's going on in your life. You know what happened in your day, and I think the potential was wasted in the first like 2 minutes of the thing where he goes through the security checkpoint. They review his stuff, don't find anybody, and let him go. I think what that episode should have been, they reviewed his thing. They see that he's got someone shady in his last week, right? So they detain him. They give him all this trouble, and they like go through. They pick apart his week like minute by minute, and they're talking about it. Like, why did you do this? What's this? Who's this person? You know,
more than himself doing it.
No, yeah, like the authorities at the airport doing it. Right. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of all that, the special twist is he blows up the plane anyways. Right. They clear him even with all that. And he blows up the plane because that has direct social commentary, which is mm-hmm. what this is trying to do.
Yeah.
Right. Plus, it's got this amazing twist. And I think that would have had everything.
That is a good story. I think it would. The story they did was a good story. That one is a good story, too. But it should have been a different story.
But
I think the story they did is much creepier than because it's something that I would actually do.
It's something that everybody would have actually done.
Like an interview, I would go back and minute by minute, I would dissect everything he said.
Say things to you.
Yeah.
Or,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But Ted, you gave it the college try, which is.
I did. I mean, I can't say that I watched every minute of every single one of them because I had it on when I was like cooking and doing other stuff. Mm. But I was paying attention to them and I was watching them and. Like, sometimes it did grab my attention, but for the most part, like, they have good ideas, mm-hmm. but I just don't think they don't go where I want them to go. And, yeah. and I mean, maybe it's just a me thing.
Okay.
But I was really bored with a lot of it.
Well, because you were talking about the clone. Okay. So when General Hux was brought back to life and all the social media was uploaded to him.
Should we say spoiler alert real quick?
Sure. Spoiler alert for a TV show that is, what,
Wait,
4 years old?
Yeah.
Is
they're only on season three.
Yeah, there was like a 4-year break between 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, where is that ginger guy, by the way?
I know.
General
Hux?
He's
waiting for the new Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
He used to be in everything.
Is that the one where she like, her gentleman caller dies?
Yes.
And then,
Yeah. That's Hux / one of the Weasleys.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he's one of the Weasleys.
I noticed he was.
He's not the
ginger,
twins. He's one of the Weasleys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's also the friend
anyways,
of Frank.
Okay, so I know where you're at. What's your question?
Okay, so what you were starting to talk about that one.
So, I don't think I was actually, but
someone
else said something about the clones, but I don't know. I thought that one was boring too. Like I kind of saw where she was coming from. Like they didn't have enough of it. And, but to me, I mean, it was like, oh great. She bought a Sivian. I mean, big deal, whatever.
Well, as you
know,
the
exercise one, that one's actually happening.
That one was a good one.
Episode two, the 5 million credits.
Yeah.
The bike. So I like that. Like, that one was probably my favorite one out of all of them.
Yes,
But yeah. But I feel like, I don't know, I didn't like how it ended, like.
Oh, no, it was totally, okay, the end. Okay, we'll go with this. Officially, spoilers, if you haven't seen Black Mirror, we're going to keep spoiling this.
Yeah.
Go pause the podcast, go watch them, come back later. Okay, now we're going to spoil lots of Black Mirror. Okay, the end of episode two. It was end of the $5 million credit one.
Right.
Is it real or is it a giant TV?
Yeah, when he's in his big
room. Who cares?
It cares. It matters.
Why?
Because it depends on what happened to society. Are they still in the basement? Is he still in the basement?
Yeah, because it says no matter how high you climb, are you still in the basement?
Is society rebuilt itself? Because obviously they're in the basement because of post-apocalyptic nuclear fallouts for some reason.
Yeah.
Who says that?
Why else would you? They're implying. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're so contained and they have to generate their energy down there and everything. Yeah.
So is there an outside or are they all confined?
I assumed that, yeah, I mean, they trashed the planet, whatever, but but I, you know.
Were they in Zion?
I also assumed that it was just a TV. You know, he just got better TV.
Yeah. So, his walls are just a giant projection.
Because his tiny little room, like, it was all really cartoony and stupid looking, right? Mm. Everything was cartoony and stupid looking. I figured, you know, you can't spend a lot of time on processing power to make it look good because we're running it by bikes. Plus, he's riding his bike to generate power, and he's the only one there, and they have all those lights on and everything. You tell me that he's actually generating power doing that?
True.
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
No, they're LEDs. They're really low power.
maybe they overcame the Carnot cycle dilemma.
Oh, there you go.
That is a good point, Dad. I thought that too. I was like, you need to power like your whole room 360, use all that electricity.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't. And to me, that's not really even an interesting question.
I like thinking about that at the end. Like, is the world still, because that is totally the,
that's the most futuristic
chronologically
one. Yeah.
That is the most advanced one in the all three seasons.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's one of the few ones with a happy ending too.
You think so?
Well,
it reminds me of Requiem for a Dream. If you've never seen that, like, everybody ends up in the worst possible situation you could possibly be in.
He gets to, he sells out to a better life.
Yeah.
So, and he doesn't, he's not subservient to that one lady.
He's not with the girl.
That's the good happy ending because he was doing everything for the wrong reason.
Going back to this. Would you walk in with your lady friend to the Amazon brick and mortar store?
That's right. Yeah. Bigamist me.
That's not going to happen. Just period. Not happening ever. You might walk in with a lady standing next to you, but no, not your lady
friend. It's not going
to
be friendly.
She's not going to be your lady friend. She might be a friend that's a lady, but no, she's not your lady friend. Quotes.
What, because I'm not sentimental?
Because you're like, no, the women that he got away from her.
Yeah. Well, is that... exploitative.
Yeah, Jordan, that brings it up too.
But she wasn't exploiting him.
Yeah.
She was totally exploiting
him.
Wow. It was like, you're going to give me that. She should have said no.
She's like, that's ridiculous. Like, I'm aware of how long it takes to earn these.
Yeah, she couldn't say no. He, like, just handed it over.
Yeah.
He forced her to take it.
He, like, said, he didn't even mention that he was going to do it, did he?
No. Actually, I think she almost tried.
He had mentioned it, and she said, no, I don't want it.
Yeah. So she did technically say no, but apparently he wouldn't listen.
Well, then through no fault of her own, he was a sap. And I'm glad that he was no longer a sap. Like, he was emancipated from his own failings.
But was he emancipated or tortured into it?
He's tortured into it, but successfully emancipated however he got there.
So, yeah, that...
Yeah, I thought it was a happy ending. He is divorced from his...
you're definitely wrong there, sickening. But
he wasn't. But like, the commercials still kept coming up that were showing her at the end.
Yeah. So are you saying he's still obsessed over her?
Yeah, he's probably got the big bucks that he could be in one of those videos now.
Exactly. The truly happy ending.
I don't know. He was liking his fruit, though.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, I just
that was the only natural thing you could get was an apple.
No, I don't.
Everything else was like processed and like put together atomically.
Well, no. The more natural, the more expensive it was. Remember, that was the other thing that was with the society idea was people are to eat healthy, you have to spend more money on that compared to if you want to eat unhealthy or eat junk food, it's really cheap.
But guys, I don't think this is unusual. I think that a dependency like that is unhealthy and is not desirable. And to say that he's no longer in that dependency
says
is a good
thing.
Says the
only single man in the room.
What?
But he wasn't dependent
he
on
was.
Her.
He sacrificed that ticket that was
he
really
sacrificed.
Meaningful.
It doesn't make him dependent.
It is dependent. It is a huge sacrifice.
He had it, but he didn't have any plans for it. It's not like he was saving up for anything else. His brother gave
he
him that
stuff.
He
can move it on up.
Yeah.
He was living a so-so life in the first place. He actually, he has moved up, but it was
stagnant. He was a factory worker, and he was happy about it.
He didn't seem happy.
He was.
He was. He ate okay. He was. That's why he gave it to her.
He was
like,
content.
I have.
He was
really? Yeah. I have no real, problems with this.
You guys possibly are right. I'd have to watch it again, but I still think that it seems unhealthy.
Okay. So I real bit. Actually, let's hit our sponsor, and I have a question for you about the Texas season. So our sponsor is Carmike Pine Ridge 11, located at 4355 Yellowstone Avenue. And they have a special going on all the way up into the 24th of December where you get a $25 gift card for only $20. And on the 15th of December at 10.05 p.m., well, that's when the movie starts, but before the half at 9.30 p.m. is the Star Wars Rogue One event. We are going to have the 501st there. We're going to have Matt Davenport from KPVI Channel 6 asking questions. I'm going to be doing the costume contest, so get dressed up because lately no one has been. So get dressed up, and we're giving out prizes. Captain Bangles, located at 348 North 3rd Street, is going to be giving away prizes or giving us prizes.
Yeah, they have tons of Star Wars comics mm-hmm. there.
Bill's going to be out there in costume at 5 degrees.
So come, it's going to be in the Big Leia. D in 3D.
Yeah, you better have your cinnamon rolls taped inside of your head, Bill.
The what?
Your cinnamon rolls on the side of your head.
Yeah, it'll keep your ears warm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing else.
But yeah, so go do that. It'll be lots of fun. Back on more spoiler for Black Mirror. Did you watch the Christmas episode? The fourth episode in the second
I don't.
It's got...
Give me the general synopsis.
John Hamm
as the...
Main character.
They have the little character that they put into the egg that controls you.
Replicate.
They copy your brain.
He's from Mad Men.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I saw that.
Oh, man, that is
that
best
is another one you will like a lot. I recommend going and watching that one.
Yeah.
It's worth it. Hey, we watched...
I've wasted like 6 hours or more on this stupid
but
show.
That's what we did with Doctor Who.
Last, the second episode. I think that one is pertinent to today's life now.
Well, I think they all try to be. Like, they're all bringing up topics that are even the futuristic one we were just talking about. I mean, it's really talking about materialism and our how media is really dumb these days, right? Like, he comes out there and he's got the glass to his neck and he's like, "You guys are all stupid. Wake up, you sheeple." And then, like,
that becomes his
shtick, right?
Hey,
that's
Ted,
his show is all that.
But
like,
that's YouTube.
That's what I know. Well, that's the point. And like,
Ted, like, we're media.
Technically, yeah.
Actually, here's the other thing. If we ever die and there's robots that we can upload, you realize we have like hours of them to look through.
Well,
months.
We're going to create all of my...
Yeah.
I'm just going to be purposely inconsistent, Bill.
Sure. Good luck with that.
Yeah. On all of my tastes, just be the wild card.
Mm-hmm. Our truth is coming out in
exactly.
this podcast.
Exactly.
If the robots ever get a hold of the, not CIA.
NSA?
NSA, that's the one.
The NSCIBI?
Yeah. The alphabet soup.
Is that one with that goth girl?
Yes.
Never mind.
Scully or Mulder?
You know, it took me forever to figure out which one is which.
Scully?
Just the names, like which one was the guy and which one was the girl for the names.
Well, Scully was the one without any flesh.
Well, you know,
it's funny.
I got the joke. It's just not a good joke.
It's
you keep saying that to me.
I know.
Good jokes.
It's because
you
just
don't
true.
Have good taste.
Well, Mulder's the one who's rotting.
Yeah. But still,
or it could
flesh.
Be burning.
Smolder. Yeah,
it's Smolder,
but Mulder is an actual you Mulder.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's like rot.
Yeah. Ah, we're great. killing it.
Yeah.
Speaking of death and rotting.
Yeah. Okay, so you made it past the first episode, the very episode one for episode one.
Yeah, you
season
got your
one.
Pig, right?
Oh yeah, no, I got that one. Like
Prime Minister.
I think that was like the Marilyn Manson of TV shows, right? It's just it's just to shock you. Yeah, we're gonna start
it's
out strong.
Amazing.
We're gonna this guy's gonna copulate with a pig on TV.
It
yeah.
brought a tear to my eye, Ted.
And then
it was emotional.
Okay.
And then it wasn't even a terrorist. It was just.
Yeah, I thought that one was
random,
kind of
yeah.
stupid.
Well, and using... cuts his own finger off. Like,
you should watch the very last episode so you can appreciate the bees.
See, I told you. I
told
the
you bees!
Not the bees!
Oh, yeah,
not
that's right.
The bees!
The bees!
Are you glad you made it to that one?
Yeah. It wasn't my favorite one, but the bees.
I love that
amusing.
Episode, actually.
It's like a Flash villain.
I wonder if this is one of those things where if you watch it with people, you enjoy it more. Like,
okay, we could have an event if you'd help.
My
we have an event.
A friend of mine.
We all come together and we watch it.
Ted, I'd watch the B episode with you.
I'd watch the Christmas episode with you.
I'd watch the Christmas episode with anyone.
Actually, yeah. It's amazing. I haven't seen that one yet.
Well, it is.
I saw the first and second of the second season. I saw the last one, all the third season. But I haven't gone through and binge watched them yet.
And depending on how you react to shows or stuff like that, or how you can bring them in, they're somewhere between binge-worthy to should like accept, think about the episodes. Like Joe and Jordan watched them over, season four over 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, I burned through it in 2 days.
The only reason I haven't is because I can't binge-watch it. Like, it's a mind freak for a second, and then I'm like, I gotta go do something else before I just hang myself.
See, and I was totally like,
yeah, because I mean, that's my preferred method of watching shows is binge watching.
Yeah.
I just watch an entire season, but these aren't connected, so.
Well, I like to piece them together and all that. Like the one with where they were, they had the puppet guy on the side of the van.
I haven't seen that one yet.
The Waldo moment?
Yeah, Waldo moment.
Yeah. Very topical. Very topical.
The cartoon guy.
Yeah.
They basically drive this van around town, and this guy is inside this vehicle, and he's moving his hands
and
up and down.
He controls the animation.
It's basically an animation. So it's a video on the side of the van.
Oh.
And so the guy's talking. He's like, what do you think about this? Blah, blah, blah. Right. And stuff like that.
And he antagonizes everyone and then enters politics.
Because they have a camera so he can see people, so he can call on people specifically. It's very political. They turn it into a support somebody, don't support somebody else.
Well, doesn't he run for office?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He actually runs for office. The character, as Waldo.
Yeah.
So it's like Mickey Mouse running for office.
No, it'd be like the comic dog
running
for office.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, Trump the insult comic
Triumph.
Dog.
Triumph.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Trump's our president. Also a joke.
Yeah.
No, we thought it was a joke. It happened.
Wow. Again, it's like a, the taxi cab guy with Man on the Moon. What?
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, it's a Kaufman-esque joke.
Yeah.
One day, 20 years from now, we're going to be laughing our butts off.
That's right.
I think that movie.
John Stewart should have won the last election.
Yep.
Anyway. Enough political talk.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Man on the Moon's a good movie, though. Yeah, I'm glad you plugged it.
I really like that movie.
So I think the next big movie we're probably going to review about is Star Wars. But I guess we should probably wrap things up. So come to Star Wars. Go to Captain Bangles. Support them because they're giving away free stuff, too.
That's right.
And
when is it again?
Where? What?
When and what time?
Okay, the movie.
Next Thursday?
The 15th of December. At 9:30 is when the event starts. 10:05 is when the movie starts. But be there early at 9:30 so you can join in on the costume contest and the questions. We have tons of prizes. And depending on how much stuff is brought, sometimes everybody literally shows up, gets something.
I should go as Pizza the Hut.
Why not? You might win. People might enjoy it.
Oh, man. They need to reboot.
I don't know where he's almost at.
I was going to say Space Wars, and I'm like, that's not right. What's it called? What's
Space
it called?
Balls.
Space Balls.
Yeah. I actually love the... let's get to our famous last words. I'm going to use that for my famous last words. Jordan.
It's going to be a hominin pun. Hopefully Rogue One is Rogue One.
I don't get it.
I don't
hominin.
Were they
both? W-O-N.
Yeah, they're the same things.
Rogue One.
Rogue One.
It's a winner.
Right. Yeah.
Right. It's a good... I'm no Alex, but I try my best.
Yeah, I'll try and go if I can fight my old man bones.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock so hard.
Yeah, that's pretty late.
I'm still thinking Pizza the Hut.
What do you get when you combine a hypothetical question and a joke?
What? Oh. No. Mine is going to be the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only an idiot would have that type of combination on his luggage.